Thank you and good morning. First District Supervisor Rex Bone will turn over the chair of the board gavel to Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell today as the county conducts a swearing-in ceremony for newly elected and re-elected officials and supervisors. Judge Joyce Heinrichs will swear in Supervisors Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg, who both easily won re-election this past June. Sheriff Mike Downey, Coroner Dave Paris, Assessor Mari Wilson, Treasurer John Bartholomew, and Clerk Kelly Sanders were re-elected to their positions as well and will be sworn in alongside newly elected District Attorney Maggie Fleming, who won the June primary in a landslide. The ceremony will be held in board chambers today at noon and will be followed by a reception. Four hikers who were unprepared for an overnight stay in the wilderness along the Klamath River in Del Norte County on Friday night were rescued by a helicopter crew from Air Station Humboldt Bay. The hikers became stranded on a remote cliff 5 miles south of the Klamath River near a place called Damnation Creek and recognized they needed help. A helicopter responded from Air Station Humboldt Bay and located the four hikers, who used a light from a cell phone to illuminate their position. The helicopter picked up a pair of hikers and dropped them off at the Jack McNamara Airport in Crescent City and then returned for the other two, and they were rescued as well. All four were in good health. It took the jaws of life and a helicopter to rescue the driver of a vehicle whose car had ended up 200 feet off Highway 96 next to the Trinity River north of Willow Creek on Saturday night. 24-year-old Aaron Martin was behind the wheel with three passengers in his car when he allowed the vehicle to leave the roadway, and it rolled more than 200 feet down the hillside and came to rest next to the Trinity. The three passengers all suffered minor injuries but were able to get out of the wrecked car, but Martin, who was injured as well, could not escape. Volunteer firefighters cut Martin from the car, and he was picked up by a California Highway Patrol helicopter from Redding and dropped off at a waiting ambulance. He was then transported to a Redding area hospital. It didn't take long for the Eureka Police Department to locate and arrest a woman who was listed on the department's most wanted list, and at the same time they found and arrested a second person also on that list. Last week, Eureka Police requested the public's help in locating 24-year-old Ms. Chandra Washington. And by Friday night, Washington, who was wanted in connection with a string of burglaries, battery, and petty theft, was spotted and then arrested on Hodgson Street. Eureka Police continue to search for 36-year-old Jason Omholt, who was wanted on warrants, felony evasion, assault with a deadly weapon, and DUI. Police officers from the Avoid the 8 Anti-DUI Task Force arrested 60 drivers across Humboldt County on suspicion of driving under the influence between December 12th and January 2nd. That number was down from a year ago when 77 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI, and as of this morning, there were no reported fatalities related to DUI collisions in either Del Norte or Humboldt County over the holiday period. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. According to Sheriff Mike Downey, there is plenty of room at the inn being the Humboldt County Correctional Facility in downtown Eureka. That's because of changes made at the state level, and that has altered how some nonviolent crimes are charged, with some change from felonies to misdemeanors, and that's led to a drastic decrease in the number of inmates at the county jail.
Since Prop 47 went into effect, population in our county jail has gone from roughly a daily rate of 375 to 390. The other day we were down to 238. You know, many of these crimes that were once felonies are now misdemeanors. They're not being arrested and brought to the facility, pending charges being filed and that type of thing. They're being dealt with in the field. Our bookings are way down.
Downey said this is all driven by Sacramento and that he and plenty of other law enforcement officials from across the state opposed Prop 47.
You got to remember, the state of California was still under a mandate and still is to reduce prison population by 10,000. What has happened is we are no longer sentencing people to long-term sentences or incarcerating them, because many of these crimes that were felonies in the past are now misdemeanors.
Downey is caught in a bit of a catch-22. Later this year, he'll have enough funding to increase the number of patrol deputies and make some promotions. They just may not be arresting and booking people, just issuing citations instead because of changes made to the law by both Assembly Bill 109 and Proposition 47. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.